There are many ways that teachers can control and manage the behavior of students in his or her classroom. One unique strategy is something called differential reinforcement. In a nutshell, differential reinforcement is a strategy in which the teacher provides positive feedback for those behaviors that he or she would like to see in the classroom and does not provide feedback or ignores those behaviors that she does not want to see. There are three basic types of differential reinforcement that we might see in classrooms. Differential reinforcement of other behaviors in which teachers reinforce the absence of a problem behavior. Differential reinforcement of low rates of behavior in which the teacher doesn't want to completely extinguish behavior but wants to keep it at a level that's manageable in his or her classroom. And then the third is differential reinforcement of incompatible behavior. And in that sense, the teacher reinforces a behavior that the student engages in that prevents him from engaging in the problem behavior. A simple example would be sharing with peers in a pro-social situation is incompatible with being aggressive to peers. Those are three different strategies or three ways to implement differential reinforcement procedures to manage behavior. The nice thing about a differential reinforcement in general is that it provides a strategy for teachers to attend to those appropriate behaviors and systematically allows he or she to ignore problem behavior that they may have been attending to previously.